Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you.
Hi, and is this Magda I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, this is Magda Robinson.
Okay, and Magda, you would like to see if you do meet the criteria to be able to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, that is correct?
Correct.
And then do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that was meningioma of the brain?
Yes.
All right. And what is the date of diagnosis roughly?
It was, that was September
23, 2023. Okay. 23rd. And then you are a resident of the United States, of course.
Yes, I am a citizen.
Uh-huh. And you're a citizen and resident, correct?
I'm sorry, what did you ask me?
You reside in the United States, you're a resident,
correct? Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, okay, no worries. And then you can affirm that you have not signed any paperwork in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit with an attorney, that is correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Magda, what is your date of birth?
It's 09/28/1972.
And then were any other loved ones or family members or any friends affected by Depo Provera in similar ways that you were?
No, that I know.
Okay, no worries. And then you consume the brand name Depo Provera, I take it, the Pfizer brand?
Yes, for many years.
And I know you just said for many years, and then it was for at least 1 year minimum.
I started in 1993 until about 2004.
Okay, so about 11 years. I know it's redundant, and then use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, and in that 1 year, you had at least 4 injections, correct, before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I use it consistently.
Yeah, no, these are all going to be redundant like that. And then use it from 92 to present day sometime in there. And then I know this is very redundant as well, but Magda, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Yep, I know, I have to ask. And Magda, M-A-G-D-A, correct?
Yes.
And then Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N?
Correct.
And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the full thing, you can just give me the last four.
2760.
2760, okay. And the email I have for you is mjulietl@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then this is the best number to reach you on, 832-433-4267?
Yes.
All right. And this is a cell phone?
Yes.
All right. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to call you morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime. It's fine.
Okay. Right. And Magda, what's your best physical address?
It's 6626.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Cross is S-T-O-N-E-C-R-O-S-S.
Stone Cross.
Creek Lane.
Creek Lane. I got it. And the city?
Katy, Texas, 77449.
774-7709?
77449.
I'm sorry. There we go. And Katy's with a K, right? K-A-T-Y?
What?
Okay, yes, I got it. And this is a house, correct? No, not apartment and no number or anything?
It's a house, yes.
Okay. And Harris County?
Correct.
Okay. And the Depo Provera, that was administered by the doctor or was it his nurses?
Nurses.
Nurses, okay, the staff. And in those 11 years or so you took it, how many times would you say you were injected? 30, 40?
Oh.
All time.
I think that you put it on me every 3 months.
Okay.
I use it every 3 months.
So 4 times in a year over about 11 years. Let me see the math on that. So 4 times 11, 44 times I'll put down here. And then what was the facility name or the doctor's name that administered the Depo?
Dr. Rabada.
Rabada. How do you spell that? R-A-B-A-D-A?
Correct.
Okay. And he is in Texas?
Correct.
Okay. What city?
Houston.
Houston? Houston, Texas. And he's a family practitioner?
Right, yes.
And first name is K-N-I-C?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I found him right here. And you saw him off Katy Freeway, Suite 403 in Houston, Texas?
Correct.
Okay, all right. All right. Let me just put all his information down here. 1 second. Address, 1 sec. I got to get it right here. One sec. Let me just make sure I put that correctly. I did. And where it was administered is where it was prescribed at Dr. Rabada. Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
Dr. Nick Carota, K-N-I-C. Okay. All right. Address on Katy Freeway.
Like, it's someone else's job and not the bride and groom.
Let me take the dots out. There we go.
I'm okay.
And what pharmacy do you go to?
I didn't have to buy it. They administered it.
Yeah. Just currently, what's the pharmacy you go to? CVS, Walgreens? They just want a pharmacy.
CVS.
Okay. And it's in Katy. It's in Houston or Katy?
Houston.
The one off. Is it the one off Katy Freeway?
No, it's the one on 529 and Drive Road.
529 and Cypress. I see it.
Yes. Because
okay.
I'm in the edge of the fourth city.
No, you're good. No worries. Building A1. Me uncapitalized building. I don't know why it says capitalized like that. B-U-I-L-D-I-N-G. And I just got to put their phone number down. There it is, 281. And then they obtained the method of diagnosis for the meningioma through CT scan, MRI, or CATs, or a biopsy, or both.
I don't know how to call that. They put all those wires on my head, and they
okay.
also give me a CAT scan.
Okay, so both. All right, both. And then where was this at? Was this at a hospital where you were diagnosed?
The Methodist.
Methodist Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Houston?
The Methodist West, the same hospital where the doctors are.
Okay. I sound right here. Okay, the one off 8500 Katy Freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
Methodist, okay. Let me put the... And Dr. Rabada, he's at the same facility? Or his is
yes.
down the street a little bit?
Well, that hospital has 3 buildings.
Okay, yeah, because I have the address. Okay, I got you. I have the addresses 8700 for him and then 8500 for Diagon. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, there's 3 buildings in the same complex.
Okay, I got you. It's like a... Yeah, I get it.
Methodist.
No, you're good. I just wanted to confirm. I know how it is. I have to confirm for the recorded line exactly what the ad, like, just to be sure.
Okay.
And then the phone number here ends in 1000. And the doctor you saw at Houston Methodist West when you were diagnosed, that was a neurologist?
Yes.
Okay. Neurologist. And any previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. All right. And what treatment have you received for the meningioma? Has there been any medications you've taken, any surgeries, any chemo, radiation?
No, because they when they diagnosed me, shortly after I lost my job.
I see. I'm sorry.
And I haven't been able to get insurance or any way to go back.
I see. So at the moment, did they prescribe you any medications or anything at the time?
No, she sent me to get more testing done.
Okay.
Then I lost my job, so I
okay.
couldn't and able to continue the treatment.
Very good. I'll put testing down. Testing, lost insurance, unable to complete treatments as of now. Well, I do hope that changes. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you. This has been a crazy year. Last year was a crazy year because they diagnosed me and then right after they...
lost your insurance.
They let me go, yeah. I don't know, the company didn't want to go with the expenses or...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, it'll get better. So, and then where you were treated was Houston Methodist when you were getting the treatments done in the originally?
Yes.
Did that. Were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
No.
No, okay. All right. And then let me put here. How long after you were diagnosed would you say you were lost your insurance?
I was diagnosed in September and I lost my insurance the first week of January. So
oh, 4 months, the new year. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
About 4 months after, 3 to 4 months, I'll put. 4 months after.
Yeah, September, October, November, December, 3 months. Because that was the beginning of January.
Yeah, I got you. September, yeah, okay. And then there are medical records that do exist in regards to your diagnosis, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. They'll be at the hospital? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
I was going crazy thinking that I have something. I kind of put it on the back of my mind because I don't want to go through all that. I'm afraid to do all that treatment and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, the treatment is... I speak with women that have had the treatment, but they said it did help them in the end. It is, of course, scary, although undertaking of like chemo and things of that nature, of course, anything like that's scary. And then would you like to put an emergency contact down in regards to this? It is not required.
No, that's fine.
Okay. And then I'm going to confirm everything with you, just spelling and just everything we went over. It's going to be super redundant, but I just want to make sure I spelled everything right so there's no mistake. So when I send you this paperwork, after we complete it, there is no lull or delay in the lawyer starting the process, okay?
Okay.
It should only take a minute or two. Okay, so I let you know, of course, the call is recorded in the beginning. You would like to participate in the Depo Prefera lawsuit, do not have an attorney in regards to it, and affirmed that you have not signed any documents in regards to it, correct?
Yes.
And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Prefera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and that is meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes.
And diagnosis is 9, so September 23rd of 2023, and your date of birth is September 28th, 1972.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You diagnosed 5 days, like a week before, huh?
Yeah. But I don't want to think about that because it's...
Yeah, no, I get it. And then... No loved ones were ever diagnosed as well, which is good. And then you consumed the Pfizer brand Depo Prevera. Used Depo Prevera for at least 1 year and had 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. That is correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I am sorry if it's bringing up old memories. I'm so sorry. And then you did use Depo Prevera from 93 to 2004, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then Magda, you are, of course, a female, M-A-G-D-A, last name Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, and no suffixes in your last name or anything like that, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to repeat your last four, if that's fine?
Yes.
2760?
Yes.
And then email is M-J-U-L-L-I-E-T-L at hotmail.com?
Yes.
And then this is the best note to reach on, 832-433-4267.
Yes.
And then address is 6626 Stone Cross Creek Lane, Katy, Texas, 77449.
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, the medical staff was the ones who administered the depo. That would have been around 44 times. And the administering and prescribing doctor was Dr. K-N-I-C. I have his middle name is Corpus, and then Rabada. And then he was 8700 I'm sorry, 18700 Katy Freeway, Houston, Texas.
Yes.
And then you go to CVS Pharmacy in 10515 Fry Road, Building A1, Cypress, Texas. And then I have their phone number listed.
Yes.
And then you were diagnosed and started the treatments at Houston Methodist West Hospital on 18500 Katy Freeway, Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were never hospitalized for the meningioma, and you lost your insurance about 3 months after the diagnosis. That is correct.
Yes.
All right. And then, of course, medical records do exist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. No, I just have to confirm that. And okay. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. We'll complete this. It should only take a few minutes.
Okay.
Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Simple. That's what I sent you right now. It's just a DocuSign. You'll see it in the next second or so. It should have came right now. Should have just, it will say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. So you want to click on that link. That'll open up, of course. You'll want to say yes or allow. And then once you do that, you'll see a continue and then a start button. And then once you hit the start, that'll take you into the document. And then if you do need help, let me know. And then I'm going to send you a text right now, too, from my number. I want you to complete it so you have all the information. It'll be Ben Martin Firm. I see you're in the document. And then you sign it the one time, and then it'll save it once you do adopt and sign. And then after that, it will save it, so you just have to tap on the rest.
Do I personally going to have to owe anything on this?
No, there is no, no, it, there will, there is no out of pocket cost to you. You will not, it would be pure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is no cost. I would have let you know that before. Yeah. It's basically giving, this is basically giving the attorney permission to start pulling your records and to start the claim process on your behalf. And if they were to get a settlement, they would let you know what the amount was and when it would be. So, yeah. It is no, don't, yeah, I would have let you know that if there's a upfront fee. There's no fee or anything like that.
Now I'm wondering if that's the reason why they let me go from my job, because I was already there for 2 years.
What was your job?
I'm sorry?
What was your job title?
I'm a compensation analyst.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. No, keep going.
I was working and my vision started bothering me. And,
right.
When I
headache.
Went to the doctor, he recommended going to the neurologist.
Uh-huh.
And really, that was not a real reason to let me go.
Right.
After that, they start saying.
For small things or stuff.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah, you're not doing your job. You can know. Actually, my supervisor said you can know find your clothes. It looks like your things. You can know find your documents. It seems like your memory is not working or things like that.
Well, you're dealing with the medical thing though. That's messed up.
Yeah.
So you were doing like billing, right? Like compensation analyst.
It is. Like more like finance.
I see. Okay. Nice. And then once you hit finish on that document and tap all the yellow, let me know, and then I can send you this text with all the lawyer's information. If you hit finish and it takes you up, there you go. You completed it. And then this is my direct number that I'll be texting from right now. And Magda, that is my direct number. If you do not hear from the attorneys at A4D or Ben Martin by next Thursday, please call me back by next Thursday, and I can always get an update for you, or I can transfer you straight over to them. But they should reach out to you in the next 24 to 48 hours. Well, 24 Monday. Probably by the latest Monday.
Okay. If I have any questions.
You can always call or text that number. That number will go right to me. So if you call or text that 949 number I just text you from, that where it says it's Jeremy Perlman in regards to it, it'll always go to me.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, please do call me. Feel free. And I will be here West Coast time, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Awesome.
Right. And I thank you so much for your time, Magda. And I do apologize for what you're going through in regards to the Depo-Provera, because it very well could have caused a meningioma. I also apologize at what you're going through with the insurance thing, because that is, you know, for better word, that sucks. But hopefully, have you tried through the state or anything with Texas or anything? Try to get like something like that, or?
Right now I'm in the process of getting assistance from the state.
That's good. That's good. Because yeah, you know, better to do if they've diagnosed it and stuff, better to start the treatments than just to delay it. Because with anything. But you have my number, Magda. You have a wonderful day, and I do thank you so much for your time. Okay.
Thanks.
Of course. Thank you. Bye bye. Bye bye.